The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your incredibly, I know, I don't think we've ever had a late show as this one, News Show. It is the 21st of November, 2018. We're getting you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the last 24 hours. Well, let's just say 28, since it's such a late show. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Ah, the Pixel 3. Most people say, yeah, that camera on that thing, super duper good. That is until you start to use a third-party app. Yeah, we're seeing reports now that there's a big old bug yet again with the camera that's actually causing the camera to completely crash if you try to launch it indirectly through apps that require camera access. This could mean anything. This could be those camera apps that do a lot of, you know, little tweaks and stuff. Or it can just be something like, say, Instagram or Facebook. Unfortunately, safe mode or factory reset. Yeah, that doesn't solve the problem. Also, unfortunately, right now, Google, they don't know what the hell's causing the bug. Though they are saying they have some people working on it. I don't know what they're working on, but they're working on it. So in the meantime, if you want to capture that moment, you better use the native app and then import it to whatever you want to. Snap! Yes, Snapchat. We all remember those dumb spectacles that they had. Well, guess what? The things are back. Though they don't look quite as dumb this time. Yep, they're ready to release a new version of spectacles. This one now has an all-aluminum design. And you don't just get one camera now. Nope, you get two. Now, of course, on top of this, through the Snapchat app, of course, you're going to be able to add those augmented reality overlay effects, too, in videos you capture with these new spectacles. Ah, yes, sounds so much fun, doesn't it? How much does this fun cost? Well, it costs double the first version. Get ready to shell out $350. Yeah, those old versions you might remember came out way back in 2016. So apparently 2 years later, 2 years the price. Now, Snap didn't exactly give a release date for these new spectacles, but I'm sure they've been looking at their stock price going, yeah, we better do something pretty soon. So all signs are pointing at least before the end of the year. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Well, we all know the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday is upon us. One reason why the News Show won't be here on Thursday or Friday, of course. That means there's a lot of downtime. A lot of laying on the sofa, getting fat, eating turkey. How are you going to pass that time other than, say, watching some football or something? Well, how about cheap movie rentals? Well, Google Play is hoping you'll take advantage of that. That's because every single freaking movie that you want to rent, it's going to cost you 99 cents on Thanksgiving Day. And amazingly, it's not just movies. They're also promising major titles, you know, something like Game of Thrones, those kind of things. If you need a good old binge watch, those are supposed to be a heck of a lot cheaper too. It's like Black Friday for streaming. At least now, if you fall asleep after eating way too much, at least you can go back and see what you missed. Finally, getting a new car. It's a nice experience, it must be said. Most of us probably think of that, yeah, that new car smell. Something we all associate when we get a new automobile. It's like, yeah, I just love that new car smell. But apparently not every human being on the earth feels the same way. Why do I say that? Well, it seems in China, they hate that new car smell. So much, in fact, that Ford, yes, the car maker, they're actually trying to come up with a way to get rid of it. Yes, according to some new research that's coming from the land that doesn't seem to like Winnie the Pooh right now, around 10% of drivers in the country actually complain about really smelly new cars. And a lot of manufacturers, this including Ford, are saying, well, we got to do something about this. We may not sell a car because of it. Now, Ford has actually put out a disclaimer saying that that new car smell has to do with heating and materials like wood and leather. That's what you're smelling when you get into a brand new car. But for those folks in China that don't seem to like that smell, Ford has got a workaround for you. They're going to accelerate that process by apparently driving the cars themselves to, I don't know, some type of location. I swear, I'm not making this up. They pick a sunny spot and just let that car sunbathe. Give the brakes a little test here and there, all to get rid of all that new car crap. You know, call me crazy on this, alright, but kind of sounds like what they're doing here is selling you a used car. If I was in China right now, I'd be asking for one hell of a discount. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Hop on over there and get yourself some fine web hosting. We love it, and we think you'll love it too. Don't forget to also follow British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram. British Tech Network is where you find us there. Also on Twitter at British Tech. And our Slack community, always chatting it up and having so much fun. We'd love for you to join in on it. Come get in on the action right now. BritishTech.slack.com. Now, yes, as I was saying, the news show headed into a long holiday weekend. It's Thanksgiving, so I'm taking the next couple of days off, spending it with family. Those of you celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday, I hope you have a great one. Don't eat too much, all right? It's not good. And also, don't go kill yourself on Black Friday either, trying to get that deal on that fantastic TV either. Just enjoy the long holiday weekend. We will be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over those course of those days. But until then, I hope you've had a great Wednesday. I know it's almost over now. We'll see you next week, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.